American leaders tend to have schizophrenic approaches toward one another. They want to expose each other's human frailties at the same time that they do not want to remove their fellow emperor's clothes. Bobby Kennedy privately abhors Lyndon Johnson, but publicly calls him great, and I mean that in every sense of the word. Johnson has referred to Bobby as that little shit in private, but continues to laud him for the media. Gore Vidal has no such restraint. On a television program in London, he explained why Jacqueline Kennedy will never relate to Lyndon Johnson. During that tense flight from Dallas to Washington after the assassination, she inadvertently walked in on Johnson as he was standing over the casket of his predecessor and chuckling. This disclosure was the talk of London, but did not reach these shores. Of course, President Johnson is often given to inappropriate responses. Witness the puzzled timing of his smile when he speaks of grave matters. But we also must assume that Mrs. Kennedy had been traumatized that day, and her perception was likely to have been colored by the tragedy. This state of shock must have underlain an incident on Air Force One that this writer conceives to be delirium, but which Mrs. Kennedy insists she actually saw. "I'm telling you this for the historical record," she said, "so that people 100 years from now will know what I had to go through." She corroborated Gore Vidal's story about Lyndon Johnson, continuing, "That man was crouching over the corpse, no longer chuckling, but breathing hard and moving his body rhythmically. At first I thought he must be performing some mysterious symbolic rite he'd learned from Mexicans or Indians as a boy. And then I realized, there's only one way to say this. He was literally fucking my husband in the throat. In the bullet wound in the front of his throat. He reached a climax and dismounted. I froze. The next thing I remember, he was being sworn in as the new president." The following are handwritten marginal notes. 1. Check with Rankin. Did secret autopsies show semen in throat wound? 2. Is this simply necrophilia, or was LBJ trying to change entry wound from grassy knoll into exit wound from book depository by enlarging it? The glaze lifted from Jacqueline Kennedy's eyes. "I don't believe that Lyndon Johnson had anything to do with the conspiracy, but I do know this. My husband taught me about the nuances of power. If Jack were miraculously to come back to life and suddenly appear in front of Johnson, the first thing Johnson would do now is kill him." She smiled sardonically, adding, "unless Bobby beat him to it."